to Tango Mobile.
Yeah, I heard you on in a while. KG4PFI.
Don? Well, I've been here and there, and I'll just leave an officer installation and Ward's banquet for my barbershop course, and now I'm headed back to the house and get inside where it's warm instead of being at 30 degrees or less out here.
Let's see, it's 30 degrees on my back porch right now, but it is 75 in the house right now. How about that?
At least 72 in mine when I get home, which will be comfortable, so. But, yeah, it's showing 32 right now where I'm driving over here. I just left the banquet, which is over here near Duncan, South Carolina, so. Anyway, how are you and the better half doing?
Well, for our age, I was in the hospital 2 weeks back for some major, well, it wasn't major, it was emergency surgery for a aneurysm that I had down in my stomach area, and I had to kind of cut me open there and fix that, but I've been recuperating and I'm doing pretty good.
Oh, that's good to hear. I haven't had anything major. I went to the hospital back in December because I was feeling, gave myself a little bit of food poisoning, ate something I thought was still good. Since it was in a sealed container in my fridge, it turned out not to be. But that happens, so anyway. But last major surgery I had was a year ago when I had my gallbladder removed. And I was down in Florida when I had to have that done. So, oh, you know how things go. You deal with it. And as you get older, things start breaking down.
I turned, this past year, I turned 81, so I'm getting there. Linda turns 81 in March, so we're both getting down the road there. We've been married 61 years, so met her in the first grade.
I will be turning 75 in April, and if Ruth was still alive today, this year we would be celebrating our 55th anniversary. We'd have been married 55 years come this September.
Her well. Thought a lot of her there, sure did. Yeah, we, time goes by, we kind of lay back and do less. But I don't like to do that. I like to get out in the yard and fiddle around and do something that probably don't need to do, but I like to do it anyway.
I still stay real active. In fact, I spent Christmas and New Year's down in Florida with my sister. Spent 3 weeks down there with her and saw my sister-in-law and her husband. And I'm involved in my barbershop. I'm involved in a radio club. I'm an officer of a big international radio club. I'm an officer in the local barbershop chapter, my chapter down here. And in our chapter is a member of the Carolinas District, which is North and South Carolina. And I'm a vice president on the board of directors for that group, too. So, you know, and I ring handbells at church. I sing in the choir at church. So, you know, I do a few things here and there, you know.
Yeah, sounds like you got a full plate. Well, I don't want to keep you tied up. Somebody else might want to holler at you there. But, yeah, we're doing okay. Linda Gibbs got a problem with her back. She got a hairline crack in one of her vertebrae, and I told her to quit swinging from the chandelier, but she won't pay no attention to me. But enjoyed talking with you, and hadn't talked to you in quite a spell there. So you take care of yourself, and I'm going to get up and go in there in the refrigerator and see if I can find something to munch on. How about that? This is KG4PFI, and we'll talk to you later, Rusty. Take care of yourself.
Okay. Well, I'm not wanting to snack on anything right now. I just had chicken marsala with two vegetables for supper, so, and a glass of wine to settle it all down. Well, you tell Linda I said hello and miss seeing you guys, and y'all stay as healthy as you can these days and behave yourselves, and, you know, we'll talk again. KG4PFI, W2T, Mobile.